And now to some frightening close calls in the air here in New York. Two different flights landing at JFK Airport coming within mere feet of drones flying where they should not have been. Pilots seeing drones in the sky virtually every day. The risk of colliding with one of them growing too. Here now, ABC's Marcy Gonzalez.
Tonight, after two close calls with drones in the most crowded airspace in the country, aviation experts sounding the alarm.
Sooner or later, we're going to lose an airplane due to a collision.
Friday, a drone spotted just 100 feet below JetBlue Flight 1834 from Port-au-Prince, about to land at New York's JFK Airport.
It was on a four-bladed drone, but color or direction, I'm not sure, ma'am. It just popped right in front of us.
Just more than 2 hours later, in the same area, again, a drone coming dangerously close, this time to Delta Flight 407 from Orlando on its final approach.
What altitude would you say that was?
I would say probably about 100 feet below us, just up our right wing.
No one was hurt, and investigators don't suspect foul play. But the serious concerns about drones highlighted again Friday by the Department of Homeland Security, telling law enforcement agencies, we cannot rule out that adversaries in the homeland would be able to use these to support illicit or violent activities.